With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
The following podcast is a member of the Great Big Owl family.
Hello, it's the One Show. I am John Holmes, and this is part two of this week's edition, which will continue in a moment from exactly and precisely where part one stopped yesterday. It's like those old Saturday morning serials at the cinema where their heroes were left in a perilous situation, and you had to wait to find out what happened. But with the One Show, and podcasts, and no one apart from the viewers are in peril. So it isn't really like that at all, so that's a bad example. Anyway, if you haven't heard part one, why not go back so that this part two makes sense? Please subscribe and rate and review, just because. Picking up exactly where we left off yesterday then, this is the One Show Show, and my guests on the One Show Show sofas this week, Al Orme.
Hello.
And Helen Monks.
Hiya.
Cue the Christmassy remix of the One Show theme. The whole explaining or not explaining things that they assume we understand, i.e. Buble's history, which I didn't know. There was another one where Matt was very pleased with himself. This was on Wednesday when they had Ollie Murs and Jane McDonald.
This was so good.
I've learned who Jane McDonald is.
Do you not know who Jane McDonald was?
I had no idea. Jane McDonald?
Yeah.
No. But now I do. She does cruises.
Yes.
Yeah, because they started off and they just kind of made her out to be a total slut. Like, it started off and it goes, I'm on a cruise. Do you want to come? And then it goes, I've never seen such a big one. And it goes, you're my date for the evening. And then she's just like flopping on a bed and she goes, oh, you can be in here and be in the nuddy and nobody cares.
I'm Jane McDonald and I'm cruising the world. Do you want to come?
This is the biggest thing I've ever seen. That's a classy net curtain.
Another one of these, you won't stop me.
Please. You're my date tonight.
Don't tell my wife.
No, I won't. Don't tell my husband. You can sit there in the nuddy and nobody can see you.
You just feel very, very posh.
It's going to be a fun night.
Oh, brilliant.
Let's welcome...
She's all making Jane McDonald happen.
Trying to get the viewers, mate. I don't blame her. Yeah. I'll be watching.
But they Ollie Murs, it turns out, knows Jane McDonald of old because they share, as they say, Ollie Murs said, he said, well, we've got the same MD, right? Yeah. And then carried on. And then Matt jumped right in there like a professional, looked down the barrel of the camera with a smug look on his face and just went, musical director.
You and two, you know each other. You go way back.
Yeah, we know each other a long time from the industry.
And then RMD, Sean Barry.
Yeah, Sean Barry,
who's been my MD for 10 years. He's your MD as well.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Musical director.
Yes. Musical director. Yeah.
Explain to everybody what that
their
was.
Their preference of drug taking.
Yeah. Yeah, we share the same MD, yeah, man. And she's all nudie and no one knows.
I also love that awkward moment where they had to acknowledge the fact that it was the night that there was the vote of no confidence.
Oh, that was the best. That was their best handbrake turn. I thought.
So they said to Ollie Murs and Jen McDonnell, what do you guys think? And it's like, as though they're the best people to be commenting on the vote of no confidence. And Jen McDonnell said the thing that I think is the worst response to anything Brexit related, which is, I just wish everyone would just get on with it. Like, that's what they're doing. That's what's happening.
It brought nothing to the party.
Ollie Murs said it just made him feel sick.
Yeah.
And then at other bits, he just looked like your dog. When, you know, your dog thinks it's in trouble, so it acts guilty, even though it's done nothing. He was like, he was looking to everyone else for cues, like of how he should be responding, looking sad at Brexit or happy at Brexit. Brexit. He just had no clue what was going on.
He doesn't know what it is. He thinks it's Brexit.
The line into it, when they asked Jay McDonough, it was something like, trying to make it all sound dramatic and newsy.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And he just said, as we speak, there's a secret ballot going on for the Prime Minister.
Yeah.
And then Alex just went, do you feel for the Prime Minister, Jane?
yeah.
Like we care about what a cruise ship singer thinks about Theresa May.
Such an odd
thing. But then came the bit where they did another thing. So he'd already explained musical director.
Yeah.
And then he said to her, Matt said, well, we'll have more news about this after 9 o'clock tonight. After Shopwell.
Yeah,
and Alex says, oh yes, after Shopwell.
Well, we'll have more news about 9 o'clock after Shopwell. That's
after Shopwell,
well,
there you are.
Well, Ollie's going to also be performing.
Then they
his
moved
new
on. There was not what Shopwell. He didn't bother explaining that, did he?
No.
No. The drama of it leaves you in suspense. It leaves you wanting more.
Well.
It leaves you guessing. But then they didn't come back to it, did they? They didn't let us know what had happened with the vote of no confidence.
No.
They didn't update us because
they
ran out of time.
But it was all right because then they made fun of the poor.
Oh, yeah.
So
this video.
They went, Ollie Murs will be performing for us. And then they said the video of Jane McDonald on the cruise, the long form video of that was of her enjoying luxury food, luxury five-star cruising, swanning about in cabins that have been designed by top-end designers, and they did all of that.
Yeah.
They said Ollie Murs is going to be performing High Life. Look at the massive crowd outside. They cut to the crowd, and they were cheering and they were laughing in the studio. Hey, cruise is money, luxury stuff, yay! And then they went, and this was my handbrake turn over the dying laughter in the studio. She just went, now. Many people feel the pinch at this time of year, especially if they feel the pressure to buy gifts they can't afford. And then Matt goes, yeah, so we spent some time at a loans company in Glasgow.
There we go.
Now, many people find the pinch at this time of year, especially if they are under pressure to buy gifts that they can't really afford.
Yeah, so we spent some time in a loans company in Glasgow to meet some of those who were hoping to borrow money to meet the cost of Christmas.
And it's just like this utterly depressing film about people with no money.
Yeah.
Who, if they were watching, go, we're going to be on the one show. We're going to watch the one show. We're on the one show tonight. Are you going to watch that? We're on the one show.
But did anyone else?
And then watch all people having a lovely, rich time, and then them.
Yeah. Did you also slightly anyone else think, oh, I might get out one of those loans? It felt
like
one
it was.
Massive
no, because
advert.
It definitely was. Because at one point it started off, and first of all, I thought, hang on, this woman's son needs to lower his expectations. Like, I want a bike, football boots.
Yeah.
Like, Mum, you can get a loan for that.
Yeah.
But then she was like, oh, I need £2,000, or she needed £1,500. She's gonna have to pay back £2,000.
Yeah.
She got the loan. It showed her then, it said she's on a shopping spree, and then the music changed, like, really jubilant. She goes, oh, it's a real weight off,
yeah,
having that debt around my neck.
How is that? And she said, money can't buy you happiness, but it has today.
Yeah.
And I'm going, did you not see the APR? It was 97.6%, because they had to put that on the screen.
Yeah.
So she borrowed and within 10 months, she's got to pay back like £2,200.
Yeah.
But
it's
they have this weird moment as well, where the person who runs this loan company said, don't worry, we do get a lot of people coming in requesting money for food and for heating and for accommodation, and we always turn them away.
Yeah, that was so good.
Yeah, we will give them money for ferrets.
We do regularly have people asking for loans to pay rent arrears or for food, which we would never ever approve a loan for these purposes. We get lots of different requests, some of them more unusual than others. We were asked for a loan to buy ferrets. We gave them the loan.
Absolutely appalling.
It was appalling. You're right. It was like, we're supposed to be clamping down on this stuff, but it was just like, come here to this Scott loan or whatever the hell they're called.
It also feeds into that myth that you are failing if you're not providing these materialistic things for your kids, and it's going, this is the only viable alternative, not maybe scaling down or teaching your kids it's okay that they're not going to get an iPad this Christmas. It's getting into completely...
Because even the stuff they were buying was insane. Like, the girl wanted like over £1,000 laptop.
Yeah.
It's like, you could get a cheaper one than that than your dad taking out a massive loan.
Or eat. Have food. Why won't you loan them money for food? What are you doing? And they did, in fairness, say, and what we do in that case is we put them onto the appropriate authorities.
Oh, yeah.
They don't exist.
We'll turn them down.
Yeah, they don't exist.
We just say to them, there's a food bank up the road.
Which you can go to twice, and then good luck to you.
Why don't you just borrow the money for a ferret and eat that?
Have you tried the bins at Pret?
We always direct them to the bins around Pret. God. And then they cut back and Carrie, it was on the sofa, talking about what you can do to help charities at this time of year. There was a thing called Salford Santas.
Yeah.
Where you are encouraged by the bin men of Salford to put a present out with your bins.
Yeah.
I mean, I can see the problem with this already. They then collect the presents along with your bins, and the idea is they distribute the presents to families who can't afford stuff at Christmas. Lovely idea. Yeah. But if you put a present out with your bin, one, someone's going to nick it. In Salford? What do you expect? Someone try and fuck it.
They even had to say themselves. Alex Jones said, they're not keeping the presents themselves, though. And Carrie Grant said, no.
They bloody are.
Yeah.
I mean, they really are.
I just imagine them shoving them all on a big tip in Salford and letting the kids have a go. Like, if you don't get a needle, you've won. Yeah.
And then there was one called One More Card.
Oh, that was brilliant.
Did you like that?
Yeah, because it was like, if you know somebody who's all alone this Christmas, why not just tell them you know they're alone and give them a card?
The One More Card campaign. The idea being we all write one extra card. We take it round to someone by hand, someone who we think is going to be alone this Christmas, and just give them the Christmas card.
Which is something so easy that we can all do,
simple,
isn't it?
Yeah.
Now, lots of people...
Rather than invite them round to your house, just give them a card. Before, they probably thought, oh, nobody knows I'm on my own. Whereas now they know.
Now they know.
But
not enough to invite me, just enough.
But enough to appease your own guilt.
Yeah. But they're not inviting me round. I will go and stare through their window, holding my, eating my card, because it's all I've got on Christmas Day. But the family who gave it to me without inviting me round. Christ's sake.
Hello. Rule of Three is the podcast where funny people talk about funny stuff that they love. And this week, we've got a couple of Christmas specials, which means we've put sort of baubles on it. So we'll be talking about Morecambe and Wise's rating-smashing 1977 Christmas special, and we'll also be talking about A Charlie Brown Christmas. Rule of Three.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hi guys, Shangela Sipafemia here, telling you to please listen to the Brian and Roger podcast. Now, I don't know who's written it, but whoever it is probably a genius. So I think you should give it a listen because it's such great stuff.
Then they mocked up, so they came out of the poverty film.
Yeah, this was so bad.
They mocked up a cruise liner in the studio.
But there was a bit before that, though.
They mocked up the cruise liner sort of dinner table, but without any food on it. So
good point. Not even a
food.
But a second before that, there was a great bit where Matt stole John Bishop's joke from Monday, because they were sat in front of a fire, and he goes, oh, just noticed, looks very hot there in front of that fire. And John Bishop had done the exact same joke on Monday.
Because they'd done the... We didn't even talk about this. Yes, they Christmased up the studio.
Yeah.
And it was a fire on a screen, obviously, health and safety. But you're right, that's exactly what he did. Yeah.
Can someone explain to me as well, there was this thing where they said, oh, and we'll talk about the fact there aren't any baubles in a bit. And then they've never told us why there aren't any baubles.
But I think you were meant to send yours in, because at the end, they had baubles, pictures of baubles people had sent in.
Yeah.
But they only did it like the first episode, and there were like six, and then it's blank.
It's a studio full of... Because on Monday, when it was... The shock came when they Christmased up the theme tune, as we heard earlier. And then the sofas are red, not green, for Christmas. Yeah. There were Christmas trees everywhere.
And there were pine cones on that plastic table in the middle.
Yeah. But you're right, no baubles, just some lights on the trees, and they said, well, we haven't got round to decorating them yet, so we'll do it tomorrow. And they still haven't. I mean, they still haven't done it.
That makes sense. They want people to send the baubles in. Yeah.
Why? They're so cheap they can't afford their own. Go to a loan shark. Buy some baubles. What's wrong with you?
Attach a piece of string to your ferret. Hang it from the tree.
I thought they'd be taking out loans for, like, the potatoes. They'd gone up so much.
Yeah. But that whole... They'd gone to a bit of effort with the cruise line thing.
Too
so
much.
There was a screen behind them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
To make it look like they were sitting on a ship. And you're right, they set up a dinner table. So now we've got Ollie Murs and Joe McDonald being interviewed on a table that was laid up for Christmas, but with no food.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But it was still had a luxurious feel, didn't it? So that, you know,
the
people in Glasgow watching themselves begging for cash. Yeah. I had to sit and watch that. I'm sure they were really happy about it. And then they even started banging on about expensive drinks packages. If you do go on a cruise,
it's expensive.
They were just going, oh, you should go on a cruise. It's brilliant.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so good. My parents went on a cruise. They go, oh, the drinks package. Drink what do you like. She's banging on about alcohol again.
Yeah, this was one of the best bits, though, because Jane McDonald, they came in and they said, do you remember the cruise? Like, yeah, we've talked about it twice now and shown two videos. So we're just going on about the show, the cruise. And then they go, Billy Connolly said it's like prison, but with a chance of drowning.
Again, stealing someone else's joke.
Yeah, exactly. At least he credited
me. Yeah, that's true. I also love the bit where Jen McDonald... That is it, Jen McDonald?
Donald.
McDonald.
Donald.
Yeah.
Jen McDonald said...
Jane.
I love
you can call her Jen McDonald if you want.
I think I'm getting her mixed up with John McDonald. They are very interchangeable. I love the bit where she said, I love my job, I love my life, I get all expenses paid, cruise around the world, I am so lucky, and I wouldn't swap it with any of you. So it's all mine.
Oh yeah, she said it's not for sale.
And they kind of said to Ollie Murs, have you done the cruise this thing? He's like, no, my career's not going that bad yet. Because I'm not on there.
But he also said, no, I've not been invited, which is a sense of entitlement, isn't it? You'll just pay for your own bloody cruise, Ollie. You'll probably buy your own ship. Not been invited. Then there was another off-the-shelf film of a man dressed in white camouflage gear.
Oh, God, yeah. They looked like they were going to implant an idea in Cillian Murphy's mind in Inception.
And they were looking for hares in the snow. Clearly, this was shot back when The Beast from the East was a thing, so it's been on the shelf for a long time, this film. And they went off to film some hares in the snow drifts.
When The Beast from the East arrived earlier this year, bringing large amounts of snow, being indoors was probably the most sensible option. But for most animals, it became a fight for survival.
I'm in the Yorkshire Wolds, and these have to be the most extreme conditions I've ever experienced in the UK.
Did we enjoy this film, Helen?
What I loved about it was they fed some barn owls, didn't they? Mm. They left some food for some barn owls because they said the barn owls really need much more food when it's snowing, but there is much less food available when it's snowing, therefore they will die. So the only reason those barn owls are alive is purely down to the one show. So there's where your license paying fee is going.
Yeah.
To save the barn owls.
But they love a bit of wildlife, though. They love a wildlife film on the one show. They do it a lot.
They put the food out for the barn owls and then they just sat in the snow for what looked like about four hours. Yeah.
They looked like a couple of drunks just sat there with special brew, just waiting for the barn owls to come.
Not being able to move in case it scares them.
They should have been catching these animals and taking them to Glasgow for the people who can't afford to eat. If they got anything about them. Too much with your rickshaw challenge. Why aren't you taking hares and barn owls and ermine
that was the thing
to the people of Glasgow. There was a Matt always loves a wildlife film, and he always congratulates the wildlife team on the end of it. And he did it again just went well done as always to our wildlife team. And then you go, it's not David Attenborough's dynasties, is it? They just pointed a camera at a rabbit in Yorkshire. It's not the same. But he loves it. And then Ollie Murs had to perform his song on the coldest night of the year so far. And their entire band were all dressed in heavy coats. strange moment.
And again, I was waiting for the announcement of whether or not Theresa May had won the vote of no confidence, but nah.
Didn't arrive, did it?
Because they said at the start, Ollie Murs, it's all, the crowd always go mental when he's here. They did the at the start, but then at the end when he was singing, they were just kind of like, oh, it's freezing now, fuck this.
There was a little bit about Ollie Murs' celebrity ITV show.
Oh, God, yeah. Did you see that special? Yeah, and he said...
Oh, yeah, it's to celebrate my music.
Yeah. in a pub in Essex.
He went, yeah, well, I've done this special, as you probably did. I thought, oh, Christmas Ollie Murs.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Something. No. It's all about Ollie Murs.
Yeah.
And he goes, we've got a big special guest. I can't say anything. Give us a clue. He said, he's been on telly recently.
Unexpectedly on television recently, yeah.
And it was like, judging by the calibre of the other guests, Emma Willis and, you know, Rochelle Humes, it'll be a doozy. Yeah.
Well, didn't then Alex stamp all over it?
She said, is it Noel Edmonds? And he went, I can't say anymore.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, with this new show, we were just talking about it.
Yeah, no, it's on Saturday.
Nicely,
yeah, it's called Happy Hour. It's on Saturday. It's my own special to you know, celebrate my music and stuff.
Yeah.
And
it looks raucous.
It's crazy. It's absolute carnage. I've got, as you can see, I've got Bradley Walsh there. I've got Emma Willis. I've got Rochelle Humes. Yeah. I've got loads of people from Essex came down. There's a special guest in it as well, which I can't tell you at the moment.
Which
I had no idea what was going to happen. So,
give us a clue. Can you give us a little clue?
Are they singing? Are they?
He was on TV recently.
Okay.
And it was a bit of a surprise.
All right,
so he's going to surprise me.
Noel Edmonds.
Oh, I can't tell you.
No.
Don't ruin the surprise. Just keep it at that.
But there was a good bit where Jane McDonald was starting this story, and Ollie Murs just interrupts because it was her video on. He goes, is that the Sydney Bridge? I've been up there.
I went in my gap year when I was travelling.
And then Matt just goes, yeah, they built the Tyne Wear Bridge as well.
The same people. Tyne Bridge has built Sydney. Yeah.
Yeah.
Come on.
Jane's anecdote was completely gone.
I also love the bit at the end of when it's the whole outro and he's singing to the crowd. He just randomly shouts, "The One Show!" So it's like his rapper name.
The One Show! To everyone watching at home, Merry Christmas! And have a Happy New Year!
He did this awkward kind of spin as well. He just kind of put his arms out and spun round.
The One Show!
But there was another great bit where Jane McDonald just goes... they were asking, she said, oh, I've had to do loads of weird stuff now. She goes, they started making me do a lot of things I never thought I'd do, but he always asked me after a couple of bottles of wine.
Hashtag me too.
Yeah. And we've filmed a lot. And, do you know what felching is? Yes, we do.
But also, it was really, Ollie then asked her, like, oh, so what are they? And it was these really enabled, had to swim with crocodiles. Oh, yeah. Like, it was with crocodiles, but it's like, isn't part of the programme that it's like slightly entertained?
It's meant to be that it jumped
out of an aeroplane.
The other thing, I suppose we should say any other business as we sort of come to an end, but the other thing that I forgot to mention about the Loan Shark film was that to get into it, Matt said, we've been to a loan company in Glasgow, right? And you go, that implies you and Alex have been up there. Yeah. Of course they haven't. Yeah. They've been nowhere near it. This film was presenter free, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
There was no presenter.
That's a really good point.
And there is always a presenter, being Giles Brandreth or, you know. And if even Giles Brandreth and Alex Riley are going to turn down a film, they must have just gone, oh, I'm not going up there with the poor people. I'm not doing that one. But there was no presenter. right, well, look, that's just about it. Thank you, Helen.
Thank you, and can I just do a shout out to anybody who works on the programme? That I love you, and thank you for the entertainment on a daily basis.
We literally couldn't do this without. Al, thank you.
Thank you so much.
And remember this. Well, two things. One, rate and review, because apparently, you know, that counts.
Kindness is important.
Kindness is important, as Susan Cameron was keen to say. But remember this, when you watch The One Show, when you look at the television and look at The One Show, The One Show also looks back into you.
What?
Yeah.
greatbigowl.com.
Hi, I'm Julia Rayside, and I'd like to invite you aboard my podcast. Always There is the only podcast to navigate through every single episode in order of the 1980s seafaring soap opera, Howard's Way. You don't have to love Howard's Way or even remember it. We're going to talk about it anyway, because I think it's brilliant.
Somebody's nicked my bloody boat!